Have you or someone you know left the behavioral health field? Coming back has its benefits for you and Ohioans in need. We would love to have you back working at a community behavioral health center, and you could earn up to a $3,000 bonus. That's right, a $3,000 bonus. Visit mha.ohio.gov/welcomeback and restart your journey today. That's mha.ohio.gov/welcomeback.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
What's good, everybody? This is Ray Daniels, a.k.a. The Culture Referee, and I'm here to talk to you about Two Loss Distribution. They are one of the most technologically advanced distributors in music. They distribute to more stores than any of the distributors around. They distribute, they give you 100% of your royalties. They only charge you $3 a month, and you have an instant option to get an advance from these guys. So if you're watching this and you want to be in the music business and you're trying to figure out how to get help, I'm here to tell you, go to twoloss.com and use the word GODS as your coupon code, and you get the first 3 months free.
Peace and love. Is Rick the Negotiator.
Hey, I'm Rocky Jean.
And this is Ray Daniels, aka the Culture Referee. And welcome to Artist Spotlight. Let's give it up for our guests, my guy, your guy, my promotions company that helps my company. Where promotions own. Nah, too hard. Let's go.
And it happened by mistake because I started as a music artist. You know, so I wasn't really like, this wasn't like the end goal. So I started out trying to figure out how to market my music.
There it is.
So
I love that.
Throughout the process, you know, and I think this is what a lot of artists, they struggle with, because when you trying to figure out your music journey, you copy what you see, you know? So what do you see? So a lot of times when you look at your favorite artist, you see, okay, they got the music videos, they got the car, they got the girls, they got the ice, they just, you know, millions of views. Like, okay, well, I'm gonna try to do exactly what I see so I can get the benefits and the results that they got. So that's what we did, you know? So me and my partner, C-Town, we started Wham. But
why Wham the name? Just curious.
So, man, we was just trying to create a brand. So WAM stands for We're a Motivational Movement.
We're our motivational movement.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, so that's pretty much the origin story of it. We started it back in like 2007. Cause you know,
before digital marketing was even a thing, like a main, it was kinda like new,
Yeah, exactly. So, but yeah, man, so that's how we got into the marketing game, man, just trying to figure out how to market the music. So I remember us putting the music videos out, and we get, you know, a couple hundred of views. You know, we sending the videos out to our friends and family. You know, we out in the streets, you know, just self-promoting. But it's like, man, something's missing. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a missing piece here, you know? So
So when artists come to you, do you actually have a hand in the actual branding of the artist, or do they come to you with the material already and you just go tell them the best way to go about it with what they have? Like, how does that work?
So I would say both ways, you know, because it's a lot of times we deal with artists that from the ground up, like they just starting out, you know, and then we have artists that's established, but they need that push, you know, so we meet them where they are. So if we have an artist that's established, then it's, you know, it's just really just putting that game plan together and, you know, just helping them take that brand to the next level. If we have somebody that's just like just getting started, like we've even dealt with people that never dealt with, they never wrote a song before, because we have a songwriting department and a rap coaching department as well.
Really?
Yeah.
Hold on.
You said rap coaching?
Yes.
Hold on, so can you stop? And because that's very important to our viewers. Like, how does that work?
So we have a sector that's called Wham Music Writers. So in this sector, we start with people that, you know, never wrote a song. Mm-hmm. Like, it's a lot of people that aspire to be music artists. But to us, to our culture, it's like, it's in us. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So we just, you know, but to some people, they got to learn. Like, they got to learn how to shoot a basketball, learn how to play soccer. So we have, like, coachings and trainings to where we have, like full, like, you know, structured ways to where we teach them how to rap, mm-hmm. you know? So after we teach them how to rap, they get their music together.
Is it like a course you can buy, or is it like in person?
So I never seen we haven't created a course around it. It's more so in person, or it's over the internet, because a lot of our clients are like overseas. You know what I'm saying? We deal with people from like Australia, Russia, you know, Canada.
Do you work with like any and everybody? It's like, as long as if you pay or join, we'll work with you? Or do you guys curate, like, I think they're gonna make it, or they're gonna make it?
So I would say that's subjective, right? Like, music to us is like, there's no right or wrong. So it's like, I personally don't feel comfortable, be like, nah, I don't think you're gonna make it, because I feel like anybody can have a fan base. You know what I'm saying?
By the way, that's the, like, even when you said that, it's like, if the second route is the counterproductive route, where it's like, are you a promotions company or are you an A&R company? Because if you're an A&R company, pick and choose who you promote. But promoters promote
everything.
Writers write. Okay. So it's like companies make money. Like, it's not our job. McDonald's doesn't sell you food based on how they feel about you. They sell you food based on, you got $5 to pay for this shit?
Yeah.
You can get it. So I'm just...
Got you. Okay.
I was hoping he didn't answer the other way. I'm gonna be like, man.
Yeah. Well, I mean, because it could be worth your time if it's like you see somebody that doesn't really post, or, you know, because people are, if they're asking like, hey, can you look out for a discount or try to barter? I don't know.
I cannot. This is why we love having people not. I love Rocky. I love that you think like that, because it's so pure. This business is so snaky, so fucked up. Yeah. Everybody understands. Get your money.
Mm-hmm.
Get your money, because if he does do a gesture like that, that doesn't mean that person, when they get to a certain point, is gonna, hey, Nard, here's 10% of the money I made. You help blow me up. They gonna be like, shit, get yours.
Yeah.
So it's just a game. But I like how you, I love that. In theory, that should be how it is.
Yeah. But it was in theory.
But here's the thing, though. So it don't matter who we working with. They can be like, for me, they can be like the worst artists in the world.
Yeah.
But we gonna give all we got, and we're gonna do honest work. You know what I'm saying? So as long as we do what we can, as far as we, you know, we say, all right, we're gonna do this, and we do it, then hey,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Honest work. Now that's what you. Now that's the difference between, I guess you want to say, good business and bad business.
Mm-hmm.
Good business, as long as your side is honest, you can't complain. Now it's when you're not being honest, when you know it's bad, and you're like, man, I can blow this up. You give me $20,000, like, that's when it's not honest. So I like that you said that, because that's really important in our business, because the music business is subjective.
And I'm glad you said that, because one thing that we don't like to do is sell dreams,
you know?
Because we can easily be like, yeah, man, like, hey, 50,000, man, it's up. You know what I'm saying? You want to be like Jay-Z, you want to be like Usher, like, we can do that.
Yeah.
Nah, we don't want to sell dreams, you know? So what we let them know is, hey, this is what it's going to take.
Yeah.
This is the ideal budget. Nothing's guaranteed, because at the end of the day, this is a business. I always like to use analogies and compare music to business to help artists understand.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of times when you say the word music, you don't look at it as a business, you know? But any business can fail. Mm-hmm. You know, you can have all the money in the world, but, you know, nothing's guaranteed.
Yeah.
You know? But yeah, we just be honest with them, man. We let them know, hey, you know, we're going to do our part. We're going to get you out there to the world.
Yeah.
What we realize is let's say artist A and we got artist B. Both artists can be successful, but one artist may require a bigger budget than the other.
Yeah, and I was about to go there. Mm-hmm. But I'm glad you went there. Let's say I'm sitting at home, and when people hear budget, it scares the shit out of them. You know that. So let's take the word budget out of this, right? Mm-hmm. Because nobody independent has a budget, right? Mm-hmm. And everybody's just trying to get it. So let's say artist A, I have no money. I mean, no. I have no following. I've never put out music. I got 100 monthly. I got under 1,000 monthly listens on Spotify, right? Mm-hmm. I got under 1,000 subscribers on my YouTube. Like shit that, you know, like things that you kind of get past to actually start making pennies, right? Mm-hmm. You know, and they say to you, I really want to come to you guys and work with me. What would you say is the ideal spend that they should have to do what they need to do? Slowly, right? Because another thing is that what we don't talk about is a budget lasts over a certain amount of time. Mm-hmm. That's why it's hard to ask people their budget, because your budget might be, I put $10,000 to the side for the year, mm-hmm. right? So I budgeted, but that don't mean you divide that $10,000 up by 12 and say, I'm gonna spend $866 or however much it is mm-hmm. a month. That means month one, you might spend $300, mm-hmm. right? Because you're trying to figure out, like, do they like me? Do they this? And then month two, you might spend $700. Then you slowly get there, but you at least know what you have. Mm-hmm. That's what I love about what you guys are doing, is that in this world period, is that you can do the work, mm-hmm. right? And you don't have to step out. It's like me with this podcast. By the way, I knew that. So when I started this podcast, it wasn't even a podcast. I just was like, I had a mic in front of me. Anyone plugged in. Mm-hmm. I was just talking like I was, but you know, so let me tell you, like, cause I was like, I'm not spending thousands of dollars on some fucking equipment if I don't know nobody even want to watch me. Mm-hmm. Let's put your camera phone out. Let me talk to your phone and let's put that up and see if they like, that, then I'll keep investing.
Yeah.
It's slowly gradual. Right. Mm-hmm. So if someone is in a position where they're watching this, they're working at fucking Publix, right? They making $500 a week and they probably got 200 left over mm-hmm. and they want to be in music. You, to me, the reason why I personally wanted to do this show was because you give that guy hope. And to me, that's what it's about. You give the small guy hope, right? Some people want business so much that they only think about big business, right? They don't they fly over the pennies to get to the hundreds of dollars, right? Yeah. And I get it, that's your model. But I like Wham because Wham is like, we can work with everybody. Mm-hmm. So that's why I'm asking you, ideally, what would you suggest? Because you might not heard the music, and I'm gonna make it easy on you. I'm a rapper, right? Mm-hmm. Rap is probably the most popular genre. I'm a rapper. I'm working a job. I'm making a couple hundred dollars a week. Like, can I even win if I had that?
Yeah. So what we always tell artists is slow motion is better than no motion.
Yep.
Right. So that helps them like take the stress away, because a lot of times they don't have the budget. Mm-hmm. So depending on the budget, education is going to be the most important thing. Mm. You know, so for example, let's just say YouTube. Okay, well, ideally you want to at least have, you know, a few hundred dollars a month minimum, at least, to be able to invest in YouTube, right? So let's just say
$1,000 a week or month.
I would say at least about $300, and this is to get some good motion, some good brand awareness, yeah. At least around $300 to $400 a month.
So for $300 to $400 a month, guys, you can know what you have.
Yeah.
There's no more exploding. That's mm-hmm. luck. That's the algorithm lottery, obviously, yeah. right? You put it out, you got 300,000 views the first day. That means you put it out the right time, right person saw mm-hmm. a trigger. You know what I mean? Like, we get that, right? But that's not the rule. Mm-hmm. That's the exception, right?
Yeah.
But if you $300 or $400 a month mm-hmm. to start building your career, that's incredible to me.
Yeah.
That's perfect. That's all you got to do.
That's all you got to do. But it's like, the more educated you are, the better. You
yes.
know what I'm saying? Because one thing about us, we just don't provide services. We provide education. We provide knowledge. So a lot of times, you know, when we're working with a client, we also try to educate them. You know, like when we're doing a campaign, we give them the option to watch us create the campaign. And when the campaign is over, or if they're on like a reoccurring campaign, we have like monthly meetings and we like do a screen share and show them the campaign, how it's working. And at some point, if they ever want to do the campaign themselves, we can give them the education to where they can do it.
Got you.
You know, mm-hmm. because at the end of the day, as an independent artist, keeping your expenses low is important.
It's everything.
Yeah.
Like I said, if you got $10,000 for the year, mm-hmm. do not. And if you know you're gonna be, you might not have $10,000 in pocket today. You mm-hmm. might know, like, I'm gonna put $300 a week up from my check, and even if it's that, right, you still have to budget that for the year. And
yeah.
And most of the time, what I've seen happen is, this is why I'm like, it's rare you'll see someone say $300 in our business. Like, think about it. You got motherfuckers out there saying it takes $300,000 to break a record, right?
Yeah.
They know that those numbers intimidate the hell mm-hmm. out of somebody who wants to jump off the porch but is afraid.
Yeah.
They know that. Because then it's like, I don't care what I do. If I don't have $300,000, I'm never going to go all the way, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's why I even started talking, because I'm like, that's a fucking lie.
Yeah.
That is a lie. Go ahead.
What's an underrated promotional strategy you think artists should know about?
So I'm going to give you one. So this is actually one that major labels use. Okay. So whenever you're launching a music video, and you ever notice, like, out the gate, a lot of times, like, music videos within that first 24 hours, like, it got hundreds of thousands of views, right? So this is what you can do. So whenever you're about to release a music video on YouTube, let's say you want to release it, like, a week from now, upload the video as unlisted. So while it's unlisted, you can run advertisements on the video to drive traffic. So what happens is the numbers is gonna go up, the likes is gonna go up, right? So let's say the day comes that you wanna release it, don't switch it to world premiere, you switch it to public. Now it looks like the video just dropped and it has thousands and thousands of views. So you got a good launch. Okay. So now it looks like you popping for real.
That's amazing. Also, so you're saying like, it's no excuse for people not to win the art. Mm-hmm. I just had to say this because, like, literally, as where I'm at in my head, I was like, that's amazing. Mm-hmm. That's brilliant.
Yeah.
But so you can, so basically make it private, share it with your circle of people.
Unlisted.
Mm-hmm. Make it unlisted, right? Unlisted means what in YouTube? I'm sorry, I'm just learning.
Like, no, you good. So there's different sectors.
Okay,
like,
yeah,
of course,
I wanna
understand private. This, yeah, so of course, private, no one can see it but you.
Unless you have the link.
Unless you got the link.
Perfect.
Unlisted is no one can see it unless you got the link, but you can run advertisements on the link and it's not visible on your channel. So that's the difference between private and unlisted.
No, unlisted is visible on your channel,
hold on,
isn't
wait a second.
It?
So, okay.
You can run ads on a private link that's not...
Unlisted link.
A private unlisted link.
Not private unlisted. Unlisted.
Unlisted link that's not, like, put out yet?
Or yeah, so... Yeah,
not made
public.
So let's say I'm on your channel, and if you have a video that's unlisted, it's not visible on your channel.
Mm-hmm.
But it's when you switch it to public now, it's visible on the channel. But while it's unlisted, you can run advertisements on that unlisted video.
So when you do make it public, everybody got action and traction.
Yes.
With.
So now people feel like they're missing out.
Mm. They're missing out.
How do you... how do you evaluate the success of a campaign? Like, how do you tell when it's successful?
So we use certain metrics, you know. So, for example, like, one of the basic metrics is the click-through rate, you know. So, like, we like to see, like, on music videos. Like, when it comes to advertisement, it's based off the business. But for music videos, we like to see at least a 1% click-through rate.
Got you.
So, for example, let's say a video has, you know, 1,000 impressions, you know, like if it has a 1% click-through rate on that 1,000 impressions, okay, we can see some good success from that video, you know. And what are some things that can make a click-through rate go up or go down? Well, when you're running advertisements, the goal is to stop the scroll, you know what I'm saying? So it's important because, you know, a lot of times music videos, they want to have the long intros and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But as an up-and-coming artist, you trying to grow your brand. So you want to use all the strategies. Well, as soon as the video comes on, get right to it.
Yeah, you got to get to that point.
Mm-hmm. Get right to it. So
like if you got a music video, don't, like, have a minute intro.
No.
Don't do it. If you're trying to grow your brand.
If growing your brand is more important than artistic expression.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly.
Artistic expression costs.
Yes.
Something.
Mm-hmm. And you can do A/B testing. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, you can test the video to where it gets right into it, and you can do a B test to where you just test in, you know, how you want it.
Yep.
And let the numbers speak.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
What would be your most frequently asked questions from all your clients, whether it's music, ads, businesses?
Oh, man. Is this real? Are you scared? Is this how I know it's like, a scam?
Am I gonna make money from it?
That's the second one. The biggest one is this a scam, and the reason why people ask that is because they've been scammed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a lot of scams online. Mm-hmm. You know, it's crazy.
It was real bad for a while.
Yeah. So it's a lot of things that we have in place to make people feel comfortable. Like, the first thing is we say, look, we got brick and mortar locations that you can actually pull up. So we have a location in Atlanta, Wham Studios. We got a recording studio, but we also have our promotional department, photography, the whole nine.
Okay.
We got a location organization in Florida. So when we say that, we not just some guys from, you know, overseas India just, you know, running ad. Like, you can pull up, right? Mm-hmm. Another thing is, you know, we do test campaigns, you know? So, hey, you want to see how this is going to work for you before you fully invest? Do a test campaign. Right. And then the next thing is we actually have like a screen sharing like video that we always send people. Mm-hmm. That way they can see the process. Mm. So now there's no guessing, like, OK, if you spend your money, OK, this is what's going to happen. Mm. You know, so it's like it takes all the worry.
Full transparency.
Give it to exactly. Me. Smart.
Yeah. What's the biggest challenge that you face in digital marketing today? And how do you see that like changing over time? Because, you know, right now everything keeps changing every couple months. Like, what worked last year doesn't work this year. Like, what do you deal with?
That's a great question. So, all right. This is so from the artist standpoint, the biggest challenge that we face from like making a client happy is the type of content that they produce. So this is what we tell them. When you bring a song to a radio, it gotta be radio ready,
yes.
Mm-hmm. Right? So whenever we're promoting, you know, a song or a music video, especially in the YouTube world, right? Or if we're running ads on Facebook and Instagram, it has to be social media ready. It has to be YouTube ready. So not only does the song gotta be somewhat clean, gotta be, you know, ABC clean, but it gotta be somewhat clean, the video gotta be clean too. Mm. You know, because once again, artists emulate what they see. So if they see their favorite artist got naked girls in the video, guns in the video, yeah, drugs in the video, they're gonna do it too. But they don't understand when you in the brand building process, mm-hmm, you can't be doing all
that's
that.
Right.
Yeah. You know, because it limits your reach. So for example, if the video is clean, it can run full eligibility, so we can reach the world. We can reach, you know, cities, states, neighborhoods, yeah, zip codes. We can target by demographic. We can target age. People that age,
that very
make
important,
a certain
because
of money.
If it's a lot of profanity in it, YouTube puts restrictions on it where they say, is this age appropriate, right?
Yeah.
Then YouTube would get in trouble if they're showing your 12-year-old mm-hmm son a video of a dude with violence and guns without him saying I'm 18, you know what I mean? Because
yeah,
they have guidelines too, so that's important. Very important.
Exactly. And then if it's not fully eligible, then now you can't run it in certain countries.
Oh, mm-hmm. I didn't know about it. I thought it was A. I didn't know it was countries. Good to know.
Yeah, so like we had a video to where he had like guns and like other things in the video, so it couldn't run in the United States. So now it's like, dang, now you can't market to your fan base, especially if you have an audience that's in the United States. You spend all this money on this music video and you can't promote it.
Mm.
You know, so we try to stress that. And a lot of times it's like, we, not only are we, you know, we working with you, but it's like we kind of, we coaching them too. You know, because let's say this video or this song doesn't work, well, the next one will, because now you know.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah.
And you feel like that's a strategy that will stand the test of time? There isn't anything that, like, how do trends play a part?
Oh, man. So trends play a big role. So especially with social media. So like Instagram, you know, Instagram been around for a long time. But if y'all think about all the features that's been rolling out, right?
Yeah.
When Instagram first launched, you can post, right? Just post. Now, you know, you got stories, you got,
live,
you know, reels, yeah, you got the lives,
threads,
the remixes,
carousels now.
Yeah.
Yep.
So we notice is as long whenever a social media platform comes out with a new feature, hop on it, take advantage of it.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of times they're giving more visibility to that feature because they want people to use it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
That's what people are looking for.
So what is today currently? I know it might change tomorrow, but what are the trends that YouTube is pushing right now?
I would say a trend right now is the shorts. Shorts is, you know, it's
what shorts mean?
YouTube
shorts. YouTube shorts.
Shorts. Okay, shorts. I thought you said shorts. I'm sorry.
Yeah, so YouTube shorts. You know,
the click-through rate is higher for shorts versus long form, right?
It is
because you know you can get out of there in 30 seconds.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It is
long form. I don't know if this is worth my time and energy or not.
It is.
Yeah.
So YouTube Shorts is definitely a good feature. They're giving a lot of visibility to the shorts. But the thing about it is there is a different audience that watches shorts versus an audience that watch long. Now, there is a strategy to where you can convert people that watch the shorts. You can convert them to long form content, but you know it's a certain percentage of them that
yeah,
do convert.
Because I ain't gonna lie. Shorts haven't done that well for me, right? It's first of all, they don't make no money, right? You can get a short with 1 million views, you're gonna make like
You need a lot more views on a short.
Yeah, yeah. Remember that video that Larry Jackson and Snoop did where they were saying, like, Larry said it got like 100 million views or something. He said it made like 20 bucks or something like that. He was like,
20
like,
bucks.
So, yeah, like YouTube Shorts, they if you think they short you on the YouTube video CPM, but YouTube Shorts is like, I mean, that's like basically giving them free money, like at that moment.
That's basically advertising to get them to the long form. Like, isn't that a strategy to use your shorts to get them to invest in who you are?
It is a strategy. And then it's also a way to where, like, if you can edit your YouTube shorts to where, like, after they watch the short, it takes them to the long form video.
Yeah.
So that's a good strategy to do.
By the way, I want to ask you, like, so the thing about YouTube that I'm noticing, because I'm really, like, into it now, is that, you know, there are like little tricks of the trade to do within there that the YouTube world knows, like how to do it, right? Mm-hmm. Like Mr. Beast was like, he can get 20 million subscribers in 6 months if he started with zero, right?
Mm.
And to me, I'm like, well, what the fuck does that? How do you do that, right? But there are a lot of like little nuances. So for example, like I watch Vlad, right? Like I love his platform. He's like, he to me does the best hip hop interviews, right?
Just
like more informative. But you know, he got it set up where when you go on, you click on Vlad, you gonna have to click out of there because when you click on there, it's only gonna play Vlad.
Yeah.
Now I know that it's a setting because at our office when you walk in, you see our videos, but after a while, you'll see Drink Champs, you'll see them, and it's like, but with Vlad, it's only Vlad. Like, what is that setting? Like, how do you do that?
So it's an organic setting, and then there's an advertising setting.
Okay.
You know, so for the organic setting, it's more locked in to the playlist settings. You know what I'm saying? You can create playlists around your content, but with the advertising setting, so it's something that's called, with the advertising setting, there is a tactic to where you can kind of steal your competitor's traffic.
I knew that.
You know? So whenever you're setting up the advertisement, there's a section that's like, it's called related videos, you know? So you can add your competitor's related videos in that section.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, of course, if they're watching your content for a while, then, you know, if your competition is in there, you know, or let's say if your competitors is creating the campaign, you know, they put your videos in there. Mm-hmm. They're watching your videos for a while, but then it's going to take them to their videos.
Yeah.
So that's a strategy. You got keywords, you know. So if someone is typing in the title of your videos, they can show up in the recommendation section.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so those are common some of the strategies. You got the skippable ad tactic. As far as like,
what's skippable ad tactic? What does that mean?
So let's say someone is going to your channel and they want to watch your videos. So I can place all your videos, your entire YouTube channel in my campaign. So when they go to your video, my podcast or my video can show up as an ad in front of your video.
Yeah.
And it can look like a
episode,
you know, and I can drive my call to actions to where, you know, if they like what they see, it can take them right there.
So, wow. I mean, so like, do you guys do is Wham YouTube? Is it or is it Spotify, YouTube, anywhere you run advertisements? Meta?
It's anywhere.
Yeah.
You know, so YouTube is just the one we focus on, but we do it all.
Yeah. But I ain't gonna lie to you. It seems like the hardest social media network to figure out is Facebook.
You know, Facebook is actually one of the easiest when it comes to like growing.
How?
So
now I'm like, I've been trying, like, dog, everywhere else I'm at, I'm growing rapidly. Facebook is 30 followers for the month. Like, it's like, how, dog?
Facebook is like, all right, so Facebook is very easy to the point where we have it dialed in to where we can create campaigns and it can show you that. For every X amount that you're paying in advertising dollars, you're getting a follower or you're getting a like to your business page.
You can do that on Facebook?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
So it's called a business ad manager.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the tool. So you can use that to run ads on Instagram and Facebook.
Mm.
But with Facebook, you can set up a page campaign where it's driving traffic to your page. Now, the type of content that you're using as the advertisement is going to play the role as far as like how much your
visibility.
You know, your advertising is gonna cost. But let's say if you spend like $100, like we done got campaigns where we didn't got it down to like 15 cent, even 5 cent per follower. So it's not like you're okay, I'm paying $100 and they're gonna give me like 5,000 followers.
Yeah, so you pay $100, you get 2,000 followers.
It's not like when you say it like that, it sounds like you're paying for followers.
But I know what you're saying, but like on average, on average, if you spend $2,000, you should get $100. You should get 2,000 followers. Okay, so you
yeah. You know, so
if done right,
And
the reason why it's a trap for the people at home, the reason why it's a trap is because that's how they cover their own ass. Because, you know, I might put your video out, Rick, and Rick video goes through the roof, and then Rocky, I put out yours, and no one cares. I spent the same amount of money, but his shit, like, that's the part that, that's the most unfortunate part about what we do, is that it can't just be your shit wasn't good enough.
You know,
it's finally here. Stop into Menards for amazing Black Friday deals. A 54-inch giant snow tube is only $9.99 each. Ladies' slippers are just $6.99 a pair. And a men's heated jacket is $49.99. Ah, there's so many great Black Friday deals. I can't list them all. You'll have to hurry to Menards while supplies last to get these and many more Black Friday deals. Sale good Black Friday through December 1st. See Menards.com for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Have you or someone you know left the behavioral health field? Coming back has its benefits for you and Ohioans in need. We would love to have you back working at a community behavioral health center, and you could earn up to a $3,000 bonus. That's right, a $3,000 bonus. Visit mha.ohio.gov/welcomeback and restart your journey today. That's mha.ohio.gov/welcomeback.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front payment equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3 month plan only. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes in detail.
Gotta be the promotion sucked. Marketing sucked. Mm-hmm. It can't be. Man, my shit just wasn't good enough. By the way, if you said my shit just wasn't good enough, you probably got a better chance at getting better tomorrow compared to saying it was promo. You spending more time looking for the right promo and marketing, you ain't got better, and it was you the whole goddamn time.
That's a fact.
Yes.
And you know with Facebook, you know, the reason why it's so hard is because the organic traffic is like dead on Facebook.
Yes.
When it comes to like
you, I'll go to YouTube. When I go to Facebook, I'm tapping into my people, and then I'm out. Instagram is not like that. Instagram, I'm tapping into the world.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right? TikTok, I'm tapping into the information world I look at, right? What's good, y'all? This is Ray Daniels, a.k.a. The Culture Referee. And I want to ask you, are you ever frustrated with uploading a video to YouTube and you get no views? I know I was when I first started. If you're a music artist and you have your own podcast or your content creator, look no further. WAM Promotions has gotten you covered. They specialize in high-end targeted YouTube campaigns that deliver real views, real subscribers, and most importantly, real growth. So if you're struggling with real organic YouTube growth, I'm here to tell you to go on WAM Promotions and use the promo code GODS and receive 20% when you check out. Tell them Ray sent you, you got 20% off. Let's go, guys. I'm looking to see you guys on the charts. Let's go. Right? Mm-hmm. And then, you know, Facebook, I'm just going to see what my mom said today and my cousins and everybody else. Like,
that's how they started, though.
Yeah, but Facebook monetization money is just as good as YouTube.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm. It might be better.
Okay. They said those are the two best. It's Facebook.
Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, you got people making $100,000 a month from Facebook alone.
Yeah.
And I don't know how, and I want to get to that level. So I want to figure out how to do it. I'm sorry. I'm asking. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
What's the biggest mistake you see people make?
Good question, Rocky. So I would say it's really, you know, marketing, but the education. You know, just not understanding, not learning. You know, the thing about it when it comes to this music game, there's no school, you know, there's no certification course that you can take to, you know, understand, you know, how to be a full, like, successful artist from not just artistry, but business.
Yep.
So, you know, they fail from the lack of knowledge, you know. So when you tell them they got to pay for promotion and they kind of standoffish about it, I mean, you know, you fully can't blame them because they don't know. You know, they just know what they see, and they don't, their favorite artists aren't promoting like, hey, y'all, you know, we doing our thing, and yeah, we got a million views, and we got plaques on the wall, and, you know, if you ask them how they did it, they like, oh, man, we just work hard, believe in God. You know? They don't tell you, oh, well, we had a publicist team, we had a marketing team, we had this and that, we invest X amount of dollars, but they can't do that because that takes away from the
aura.
The mystery. They want to be the man.
Yeah.
They don't want to admit that they had help. And they don't want you to get help. Because if you get help, you might catch up to them. And they like being in front of you.
Ain't that crazy?
The other thing about it is, what if you are a fan of an artist and you found out that, oh, you just paid to get there? Does that remove?
It does.
It takes away?
It takes away the cachet. Mm. It does. You're so right. Damn.
Even though that's how it is now, like everybody kind of knows that the companies hold back engagement on purpose because they want you to pay.
Tell me if I'm tripping, but I think that, so I think what you and I, what we align is that I always tell people, the most important thing to be in music is A&R direction, right? Because A&R direction is summing up is basically where you belong in the grocery store, right? Mm-hmm. When I go grocery shopping, I don't go looking for peanut butter in the frozen food aisle, right? I know peanut butter is near the jelly, right? Yeah. It's like, so if you're bread, you probably want to be near the peanut butter and the jelly, right? Mm-hmm. And that's what A&R direction is. I'm bread with peanut butter and jelly, right? Or I'm chicken with a steak and rice. You know what I mean? Like, you just kind of know where you belong. And if you can't identify yourself, you really just say, hey, just put me in the supermarket. So now I got peanut butter on a frozen aisle and no one can find it and no one's buying it and you're mad at me. And it was like, you just told me to put you anywhere. I put you where I had space. It was frozen foods. Yeah. Rather than figuring out who you are, that takes work, figuring out who you are, figuring out what you belong, who related to you, with similar artists. Like the data gives us everything we need to know. People that listen to this guy listen to you. People that listen to this person listen to you. It's like they telling you, right? So now you get to shape everything towards that, right? So to me, what I'm hearing you saying is that, look, we are the best at promoting your stuff digitally online. Nobody, you should mess with Wham, but you have to give yourself the best shot by making sure your A&R direction is on point.
Facts.
Because we can just throw you out in the world. And don't get mad at us. You come behind a Rush Limbaugh ad and you a rapper. Like you just said, get me the best ads you can get me. Like, don't get mad at that. Like, it's like, no, bro, you got to tell me where you belong. Who the related artists you want to, where do you belong in the grocery store?
Facts.
And to me, I feel like that's why I want to talk to you. Cause like when I'm out and about, I see so many people that run up on me, man, you just gave me a shot. And I'm like, you got access to $200 or $300. Because if you had that, you can get yourself a shot.
Exactly.
But the reality is that you ain't even record yet. Because you're so busy waiting for somebody to give you a shot to record, to put the money behind, to do whatever. And nobody's doing that for nobody now. Because if you ain't getting off your ass for yourself, it don't matter how good your manager is. It don't matter how much. I could put a $10 million behind you. If you were sitting in the motherfucking house.
There's $10
million. That $10 million, right? unless you sitting in the house as a part of the marketing plan.
Right. That's
unless. It. Yeah. It's the mystery is there, then that's different, right? Like, we're doing a mysterious thing then. But still, like, that mystery better be mysterious enough that people care. This is random, but it's this movie named Cloverfield. Anybody ever heard of it?
Oh my gosh, that's one of my favorite.
Cloverfield is considered to having the greatest trailer of all time.
Yes.
My nigga, the trailer is incredible because it starts with these people at a party. You gotta look at it from the standpoint of the movie watcher. And I'm only going deep, not for you, but for the listener. Because I want them to understand. I'm using this as an example, right? So you don't know you're watching a trailer. It just opens with people on a camera at a party. And you're like, oh, what is this? And then you hear a huge explosion. And then it's like, hold on, what the fuck is going on? And then you go outside and you see another huge explosion. And it's like, and by the way, you forgot the people who you were looking at. Because they really ain't even the star of the movie. They just was a part of the movie that just saw it. Bruh, I only say that you heard the movie Cloverfield because that's probably the only movie that everybody that saw it didn't know what it was about. Because they didn't tell you what it was about. It was like,
it came from the perspective of you actually experiencing it.
You didn't know exactly. Ooh, that's deep. They came from the experience of you experiencing. So now you're trying to figure out, like the people watching it, what the fuck is happening over there? The only way you're going to figure it out is you watch the movie. Now here's what I'm saying to get to the 360 for the music part. If you're going to run an ad, don't think of your ads as content. Think of them as ads. And let me tell you why I say that. Because if you think of them as content, now you're worrying about what your followers are thinking. But your followers are there already.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So don't worry about what they thinking. Make it an ad. And then populate it on the internet, not around your people. And if they see it, they just see it. But it doesn't matter because it's not even, it don't even have to be aligned with the people that's in the house. Mm-hmm. Is that you basically can tell everybody, show them the picture of a small house on the outside, then they come in and it's a mansion on the inside. Mm-hmm. Like, that's really what you got to do to show, to make people come into you. So these artists are like spending money. Before you spend money with Wham, which you should, make sure your shit is where it needs to be and the way it needs to be. Make sure your peanut butter is next to the jelly.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? Just being honest, right? Make sure the packaging is perfect, is as good as it can get. And that's why we say spend $300. Because guess what? If it's not, we only lost $300. But guess what we gained? Insight on what doesn't work.
Yep.
Now let's spend $300 next month and get insight on what doesn't work or does work. And now you $900 in, 90 days in, and you figured out what not to do, what people like from it, everything. You only spent $900. And then you got to go and recalibrate and say, okay, now I know they like this. Okay, let me tighten my shirt a little. Maybe that works. And that's really what it is. It's trial and error while gaining eyes and maintaining the ones you have.
Yeah.
That's like the formula about it. And I'm only saying it because so many people will come to us and say, man, just come to our company and say, man, we want to work at your agency. And it's like, what do you want to do? And they don't even know. Mm. They don't even know what they want. They just want to.
I mean, like, they're leaving us to
they
figure
really
out.
Leaving it us to figure out. And I'm like, it's your shit. I don't want to figure out your shit, because if I figure it out, it's still your shit. Mm-hmm. You figure out your shit and then come see me, and then I help you figure out how to take your shit to the people.
Facts.
But I can't figure out your shit for you and take it to the people, and I ain't you. Yeah. Nigga, that's you. Nigga, right away, Wham is here talking because Wham is saying we want more people to know who we are. Mm-hmm. It is the game, bro.
Exactly.
And you got to understand that we're playing it all. All of us playing the same game. It's just, if you know, it's easier now. Like, when I first started my pod, I remember I only started it because I was like, I just wanted to talk on pods. I like talking. And I remember my person that was like, I'm going to hit Earn Your Leisure to get you on there. And they said he ain't got enough followers. Mm. So I was like, well, shit, all I want to do is talk. I don't need them to talk. Somebody ask me a question, I'll talk to the camera. Mm. And now I have enough followers. Well, I could do it. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So for me, it's like, but imagine if I was stuck in my place. And I earned it in my show.
Right.
But imagine if I was sitting on my ass saying, man, let me just see somebody going to take me for where I'm at. Mm. Nah, I worked on myself every day, no matter where I stood.
Yeah.
Because the object is to make yourself so attractive that the world is running towards you rather than forcing squares into circles and circles into squares. Mm-hmm. Nigga, just go to the circle party with your circle.
Facts.
Don't even tell them you got a circle. You know what I mean? Like it's really what it's about, because we don't want to be sold.
Yeah.
And I think that's why people frown on advertisements, because we hate ads. You watch your favorite show, it's like, I go to commercials. Fuck!
Mm-hmm.
We hate it, but.
Especially not after the influencer.
But let me ask you, you know what Tide Bleach is? Everybody, I can name. Does anybody know who fucking Ken Nugent is? Yes, we never met him, but we see them damn Ken Nugent commercials every day. Yeah. By the way, the new Ken Nugent is top budget, top dog law, some top shit like law. That. They on everybody's shit. Like you'll see, obviously Wallow posts a fight, somebody getting beat up, and then I'm like, why is Wallow posting a fight? And then you go down to the caption, it's like top dog law, and it's like, oh good, you got me, nigga. I like that, Wallow. Yeah. See what I'm saying? But we don't want to be sold. Yeah. We want to see things and then hear the lessons behind it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Fact.
And that's what they don't understand. We don't want to be sold on your music. We just want to see it.
Yeah.
And if we like it, I'm a fan. Mm-hmm. And if we don't, I want to go to the next one without you thinking I'm a fuck nigga because I didn't support you. I just didn't like it, nigga. What you want me to do?
Yeah.
So what would you say? So obviously we're talking about artists, right? But this doesn't just fit for artists. Like I have a podcast, mm-hmm. and I'm using you guys, right? Like, who are some other customers that you think are missing out on the opportunity to make way more business, but if they was just like run ads or like work with you, they'll make way more money? Like, what are the blue oceans in the digital marketing world that are just no one is tapping into?
Man, everybody.
Everybody.
Yeah.
You know, if you have a business, you know, you want advertisement.
Yeah.
You know, if you have a business that's making money, but if you want to scale it,
you need advertisement, you know? So that goes from the blue collar business owner that has a barbershop, or if they have a restaurant, you know, food truck, you know, whatever they have, all the way over to the content creator, you know, the podcaster, the artist, like whoever. If you, because the music artist, that's just another business. If you're trying to scale, if you're trying to get, you know, in front of people, get your product, get your service in front of people, you need advertisement.
So it shouldn't be frowned upon for the people at home. I read this book. This book changed my life, 17 Secrets of the Millionaire Mind. And he said something. He said, the one of the secrets is poor people frown on promotions, and rich people can't wait to promote themselves. And so I always think about that, even when it came to me, when my publisher was like, man, I'm like, I'm doing pretty damn good. He's like, no, you should. I'm like, you know what, fuck it. How much? I've always got to spend for me. And he told me, I was like, I could do that. I'll try that. Yeah. I'll try that. By the way, here's the best part. Wham runs a promotion on our show. So we all feeding the same baby. Like, that's what they got to understand. We all helping each other. We all doing business together. Exactly. We respecting the business of it all. And that's all I want. Any more questions? I'm thinking, Rocky, you killing it. I'm like, you just, Rocky. By the way, Rocky's a content creator. She's a content creator. Yeah, hey, you're a content creator. Go ahead. You got any more questions?
Okay, so what's... Oh man, I just had one. I thought you were wrapping it up.
No, you got one. I'm like,
how important is storytelling in the approach of promoting?
Or is storytelling, or what is it? Because is it a explosion on the screen? Like what? Like that might be a good question. Because like storytelling is a great part, but I'm like, what if you're not a good storyteller? Like, what ads do you see work? Like, I ain't gonna lie. Every time I'm asking that, because I was looking for this. Did you see the thing that they dropped for Mr. Beast recently? So they was like, Mr. Beast, some information leaked. Now that's why I was in my phone. I was looking for it, but I can't find it. But Mr. Beast was like, it was some leaked PDF that I guess is like his thought process. And he was just speaking about like the things that are important. Like you got to focus on the CTR, click through rate. And then you got to focus on, then he said after the click through rate, you got to focus on like how long they stay. And then after they stay, and he was like, he's just giving out all of these things that he wants that you have to do like to win. And you know, he was just running through like, and so he said, don't just say on YouTube, I have a sit in front of your house and talk. Don't just do that. He said, because would you click on that? He says, okay, he gave this example. He said,
What's good, y'all? This is Ray Daniels, aka the Culture Referee, and I'm here to talk to you about YKTV Magazine, which is the number one magazine for prison entertainment. These prisoners are sitting in jail. They have nothing to do but read these magazines and read your ads, buy your music, support your business, anything that you can do that's online commerce. They already have published over 140 magazines with 36 major artists that have covered it, and I'm giving you an opportunity to advertise in this magazine and get directly to an audience that you know has the time and the money to spend. Info at the bottom, info at the God Show. Holla at us, whether you're an artist, producer, whoever you are. We can help you with your business. Holla at us to get to YKTV.
Don't do a video from the tub. Paint the tub water red and say, I'm talking to the big tub of ketchup. And now people are going to probably click in because they already listened to it. So he's like, you got to have something unique. You can't just what I'm saying is that it is storytelling, but it's still he speaks on that. He says the caption is as important and the thumbnail is important. He said that. He said if people see your thumbnail, right? Because I guess something about YouTube where like they can tell you how many eyes have had an opportunity to see your thumbnail.
And if they click
amongst
on it.
Other thumbnails.
Yeah.
Like when you go on YouTube, you know, you see like 50 videos, they count those videos and can tell you 100,000 people had access to your thumbnail and 400 clicked on it. So it gives you the click-through rate. So he was giving all that. So it's not as simple as just basically he's saying A&R directs your music video, like I mean your YouTube video. He's basically saying, don't just say I'm sitting on a yellow car. Say I'm sitting on the biggest yellow car in America, right? Or something that makes people click. They don't know if it's completely true, but something that makes people say not just that, but the biggest that. Not just that, but the ugly is that. The funny is that. The dumb is that. Can you believe this? That, like, you gotta almost
go to an extreme.
Extreme in a thumbnail has to be an extreme. That's why YouTube. You know who gets me more on YouTube than anybody? A hot topic comes up, right? They might say, Will Smith and Chris Rock got into a fight, right? Like, you get on Twitter and you like, it's trending. Everybody, you're like, where's the video, right? Mm-hmm. So then you go to YouTube, you say, Chris Rock and Will Smith part two, right? And then you get all these videos up, and it's people, they have the fucking visual of it. They got Chris Rock, like, they got that. You like, oh, and then you click it, and it's not that.
It's not that.
It's a guy saying, let me tell you what's going on, guys.
Yeah.
They get the me reviews on YouTube more than anybody.
It'll be that same thing you said, and when you click on it, it's another link on the video that sends you somewhere else.
Yes.
And you got to go watch that.
Yeah.
It's one or two. Just, yeah.
So for me, go ahead.
Do you have the same approach for somebody that, like, is it for, like, people starting out versus if Beyonce came to you? Is it the same strategy? Like, how do you change?
So it kind of goes into that sore word, the budget, you know what I'm saying? But that plays the role.
Beyonce got some money.
Yeah. You know, so.
Well, I'm saying everybody got to go. No, I told everybody, we got one client. What you talking about? Man. Let's go, because if we can get her a little higher, we going to make money for the rest of our lives. So I just had to make the decision for him. I'm sorry. Go ahead, bro.
And everybody got room to grow, you know? But, if you got an artist that's just starting out, the approach is, you know, it's always going to be different, you know, subject to the artist, but, you know, the budget do play a role. Why? Well, if an artist has a $300 to $400 budget, okay, well, we may have to focus on one platform, you know, and we're able to get you in front of, you know, a limited amount of people versus a more of established artist with a more established budget. Let's say they have, you know, a five-figure budget. Okay, well, now we're able to get you in front of millions and millions of people, you know, but not just on one platform. We're able to maximize YouTube, you know, every social media platform, you know, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, but not just running ads. Now we can dive into all the other mechanisms, all the other strategies, you know. We can get into the influencer marketing. We can, you know, TikTok, we can do the challenges, you know. So it's like, it's so many different things we can do with not just a more established artist, but also an artist that has a larger budget to work with.
Got you.
Well, I can sit and talk to you all day, brother. Can I be honest with you? I'm gonna tell this. I ain't gonna say this to you, Nard, because.
Hey, and one more thing. Let me give you a strategy real quick.
Please.
So, Instagram, you killing Instagram. That's killing it.
Oh, I like this. Let me tell you. I'm writing this shit down. Let's go.
So on Instagram, this is so we got some people in our organization that has been working with this software.
Okay.
Right? So the software, it's a automation software. And it's not just any automation software, because, you know, Instagram killed automation back in 2015-16. But this software acts human-like. Right, so it does a lot of things, but here's the feature that's killer. So close friends, everybody familiar with the close friends feature?
Yeah.
So it allows you to do a bulk upload into your close friends, right? So for example, if you have 160,000 followers, right, you can do a bulk upload to where you can have 160,000 followers inside your close friends. So why is this important? Well, when you post a story, a certain percentage of those people are going to see the story.
Yeah.
But if you post the story to your close friends,
they all see it.
I ain't going to lie. Can I tell you something? I got to give you props. This is the, I've been doing this show how many years? This is 2 years. 2 years, about 2 years or 2 months.
We feel like
this is the first time that I ever want to tell the team, don't post that shit. I want that for myself. And everybody says that when I talk. How many times have we heard that when we talk? Yo, but no, you wouldn't believe how many people was like Mano was like, yo, don't put that on there. I need that for myself. Like, I don't want nobody. Like, Graf. It's like,
Graf,
don't put that on there. Like, literally, don't, and like, literally, you just.
Cut that out, is what you're saying.
He was like, can I be honest with you? I'm be honest with you. We're not going to cut it out.
$1 million worth of game.
But goddamn, that was good, bro.
It was.
Wait, let me ask you one more question.
Damn, that was some about AI. That made the whole day worth it.
Yep.
Cause I ain't gonna lie.
Close when friends. I see close friends, it makes me feel closer to the person.
Yeah,
like Armin Rocky's close circle. Friend.
You see that?
My bitch.
She likes me. I ain't realize how I really be looking at her. That's my dog. She fucks with me. So it's like to make everybody mind fuck him and think, yeah, come in here and see some shit. I wanted you to see anyway, motherfucker. You're all important. Everybody's VIP. You VIP. You VIP. Everybody VIP. Mm. And as long as you don't know everybody VIP, who cares?
Exactly. Mm. So that's
you felt special.
Yeah.
Nigga, did you feel special? Yes, I did. That's the only thing that matters. That's all. By the way, that's all social media is an opportunity to show who we think is special. Mm-hmm. Whether it's us, our kids, whatever. That's all it is. Man, that's a god. Well, you didn't get a software. I'll get a software off camera, right? Cause,
I'm actually
a paying Wham customer. Hold on, I actually said that. I'm not only the president, I'm also a client. And I just fucking drag. I'm actually a paying Wham customer, and I respect what you do so much that I feel like if you heard that gem, if you stayed to the end and you heard that gem, you are the elite. You are the people that understand I'm gonna finish what I start. Fair. And they deserve that. Yeah. The rest of you motherfuckers, don't tell a motherfucker that didn't watch the whole show. Don't give it to him. Don't leave no notes in the YouTube comments. 46 minutes, 31 seconds. That's where you got to go, right? Don't timestamp our shit. Let our shit breathe how it is. Let the people who stay, because I was talking to a guy today. He said, man, your team don't read emails. He said it to me. He's like, they don't respond to emails. He said, I'm going to start putting at the bottom of emails. And if you copy and paste it and send back to me, I'll DM you. I'll cash app you $10 just to see who actually read the goddamn email.
Wow.
Because no one reads it. So it's like, that's like, I love it, bro. I I'm happy that you did the show now. I'm going to lie. Like, we need to do this again. Like, now I'm dead serious, bro. Oh, this is incredible, bro. Like, this is, like, to me, it's like in a world full of, it's two types of people in the world now. Mm-hmm. It's the dreamers and it's the doers, right? The dreamers are sitting at home saying, man, if somebody saw me, man, if I have money, man, if, they're going to be 47 years old saying, I coulda. Those ifs going to change the couldas, right? I want to work with the doers. I tried and this happened. I tried and learned this. I tried and learned that. Now I know this. If you're not that, I don't want you around me. And on that note, let's get up for Wham Promotions. Bro, you the shit, man.
Hey,
you the shit, man.
I'm sorry, because I was in the middle of asking him one question.
Oh, real shit,
quick.
My bad.
No, it's all
edit that out.
yeah, put this back in. Okay. Part. How's AI going to change what you're doing?
Great question.
So AI, that's kind of like the automation software that, you know, that we mentioned. So that's kind of AI-ish because it's, you know, it's doing human actions, but it's the AI software that's doing it. But as far as like AI, so I would say it helps us when we use it to be more efficient, you know, because it's certain tasks, it's certain things that, you know, we would give to a team member that an AI software can do.
Okay.
You know, but outside of that, I think it's still young as of now to like really say like, okay, something mind blowing that I can do as far as in the music game.
Gotcha.
I mean, we've seen these things where they're, you know, doing these black hack tactics where they're creating all these songs and making all this money on Spotify, right? But as far as like, you know, some honest, true things that AI can do to help an artist, I think it's still early.
Okay.
Not only that, you still got to use it.
Yeah.
And I think the problem is that everybody wants someone to do it for them. And I think the gist of this whole interview was to say, if you do your part, there's some help out there for the low that will help you get to where you really want to go. But that if you do your part.
Now, let me give you this, though. Now, ChatGPT. I know everybody familiar with ChatGPT. So if you utilize that for artists, it can act as your music consultant. It can act as your AI, your A&R, right? So, you know, you just got to prompt it to tell it what you want it to do.
What's some prompts? Like, how do you prompt? Like, that's my only thing with AI. Like, you know how to prompt it good? I don't know how to prompt it.
Because
AI is good if you know how to prompt it.
Like, crazy.
Did it earlier.
You good at prompting?
He did it earlier.
Now, I ain't going to lie. It's getting so smart now
to where you really don't have to prompt it so much, because I ask it a question, and then I ask it a question on a different topic, and then I come back, A-B test it, I prompt it first, ask it the same questions to give me the same answers. So it's really getting smart. But for artists, you can ask questions as far as like, hey, I'm struggling with, you know, growing on Instagram. What are some tactics that you can give me to grow on Instagram? Mm-hmm. It'll give you the whole game.
You know? You can actually put your information in there. You can put your whole biography in there first and be like, this is who I am, and this is what I'm trying to do. And every question you ask it afterwards is going to remember that whole story that you told it and revolve it around you.
When we're done with this, I want you to give me a ChatGPT lesson.
Oh, I got you.
I know how to use it, but I don't. When you hit a prompt and to talk to it and type this, and it's like, you just confuse the shit out of me. I'm like, because I'm still talking to a machine. It's like, how do I know when this over? Do I say conversation over? Like, maybe that's a prompt that I just need to learn. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, the more information you give it, the better. You can be like, hey, my name is XYZ. I cater to this type of audience. Can you build me up an influencer list that I can reach out to that can help me promote my music? It'll give you a whole influencer list based off the information you provided.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can say, give me 20 more, and it'll give you 20.
Yep. No, you can't. Aaron, I'm actually going to challenge you and tell you you're incorrect. You cannot tell it to give you 20 more. You can tell it to give you 20 more, and it'll give you 20 more. But if you say give me 20 more, they're gonna be like 20 more what? What is 20 more what? You know I got that from, right? The wash.
The wash.
Where he's like one, two, three, four. And it was like, what's four? Like that's why I had to get you. I'm sorry. Mo. All right, man. So any more questions before I just wanna thank you guys all for watching Artist Spotlight. I wanna thank WAM Promotions for coming through, giving us all of this. I don't wanna say free game, because you still got to watch. Mm-hmm. People always felt more free. It still takes your time to sit down and watch. But if you took your time and you sat down and watched this and you apply it, your life just changed. Can we all agree to that?
Facts.
Okay, cool. Well, guess what? We doing God's work. We out. Let's go.
Have you or someone you know left the behavioral health field? Coming back has its benefits for you and Ohioans in need. We would love to have you back working at a community behavioral health center, and you could earn up to a $3,000 bonus. That's right, a $3,000 bonus. Visit mha.ohio.gov/welcomeback and restart your journey today. That's mha.ohio.gov/welcomeback.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.